This is the KASU 604 newscast for Monday, September 25th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas senior Republican Senator John Bozeman is weighing in on his party's newest effort to replace the Affordable Care Act. Speaking on Talk Business and Politics yesterday, Bozeman said he supports the Graham-Cassidy health care bill, seeing it as a step in the right direction.
I'm very excited about taking the dollars from Obamacare and pushing it out to the states, letting our governors, who are tremendous innovators, as we've seen with the Arkansas Works program, let them go to work and come up with some solutions.
Bozeman responded to concerns over the bill not being properly vetted, saying the bill has undergone scrutiny for the past 6 months from legislators. Numerous healthcare-related groups, including insurance companies and the AARP, have come out against the bill. Report says Arkansas could lose up to $6 billion of federal funding over the next 7 years should the new bill become law. A $7.4 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture keeps a partnership in place and allows the Arkansas Children's Nutrition Center to continue its longitudinal research.
We've been able to track health through many years in large groups of women and children. And what this enables us to do is to understand how early life events, for example, maternal obesity, breastfeeding versus formula feeding, these sorts of things early in life can actually have long-term programming effects, if you will, on the child's health and physiology.
Dr. Sean Adams is the director of the Children's Nutrition Center, which for 23 years has thrived on what he calls a unique partnership with Arkansas Children's Hospital, UAMS, and USDA. It's one of only two centers in the country dedicated completely to researching children's nutrition. Ahead of today's commemoration of the Little Rock Central High School desegregation's 60th anniversary, members of the Little Rock Nine and their children gathered for a panel discussion last night at the Cal's Ron Robinson Theater. Among the children present were twin brothers Matthew and Evan Patillo, the adopted sons of Melba Patillo Beals. Evan offers this memory from the day of his adoption.
Looking up at her, I knew that she was going to be my mom. And I looked at her, I saw that one of the beads on her necklace was broken. And I was like, just so you know, the bead on your necklace is broken. And she still has that necklace to this day.
Deviating from the prepared questions, moderator Skip Rutherford directed a question to the surviving members of the Little Rock Nine. What question would you ask your children? Members of the Nine took turns answering, but it was Minnie Jean Brown Tricky asking the children, quote, "Do you know how much we love you?" that drove most of the audience to tears. An official commemoration ceremony featuring former President Bill Clinton as keynote speaker is also scheduled for today. More local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.